producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You guys know how I don't like asking for permission where none is required, don't you? I mean, that's longtime listeners understand that's a cornerstone for what we do here. It's better to say sorry after the fact. It isn't about that. It's about, you know, exerting what your rights to do things. We got news out of Kentucky. And you're going to have to, guys, men, you're going to have to ask for permission. This is a funny one coming up a little later. First and foremost, I think of Bill Clinton when I think of permission. Honey. Before we dive headlong into the weapons of mass vaccination, let's check in with Hillary Clinton stumping. I don't know if this is in Nevada or New York. New York.
Yeah.
She was apparently at a loss for words. I'm not exactly sure what she was trying to say, but let's give it a go, and we'll get the universal translator going, perhaps.
Percent inmates. Excuse.
Why are they applauding?
They're applauding.
Yeah. Coughing. Too much what? What's she saying? Come on, Hillary. Hillary. Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Hillary.
The Ricola guy showed up just in the nick of time. Poor Hillary Clinton. Listen, it's not being mean or anything, but my goodness, if she would open her eyes to use some homeopathic remedies, maybe some lobelia tincture, something that could stem the... How about a dose of Bryonia alba? That would help. I don't think Hillary knows anything about that. But anyway, thank goodness for the Ricola guy. Maybe save it. What is it about that? If you're coughing, and suddenly the group applauds. I mean, what does that mean? Oh, you're such a good cougher. What is it? Oh, well, we love it when you cough.
She's talking to her fans, right? So she's having a coughing fit. I think it's just, you know, kind of a little support. Oh, we love you, Hillary. It's okay.
Anytime I cough, nobody says, Robert. I don't know. What's wrong with me?
When was the last time you went into a coughing fit on the air, though?
Oh, that's true. I guess that's true. Also, I'm not running for office, so I don't need sycophant followers.
Ooh.
There you go.
Sycophant.
You like that one?
Wow, those are fighting words.
No pun intended. It just happened. All right, Bryonia alba for a little bit of coughing, maybe.
All right, well, there's our political update for the
day. That's it. That's politics for the day. Let's move on. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to our millennial Morgan putting those notes up. And 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Next couple of hours here, live on the air. We've got the Health Ranger scheduled. Big news. Big news out of the citizen science. Thumb in the nose at the EPA.
This is actually a really cool thing he's going to be talking about here.
Huge. Who says that? Huge. It's huge.
Again, I don't know where he's coming up with the time to do all this crap.
I don't know. I'm telling you.
One more big project here that he's announcing today.
Mike Adams has figured out cloning. He won't admit it, but he must have because the guy does so much.
Secretly a genetic engineering mad scientist, right?
Oh, speaking of genetic engineering, we got an interesting story on a cure for cancer, leukemia, supposedly. And it involves genetic engineering, and we might not come out against it. We're going to see what happens there. We'll see.
Could it be? Really?
It's a very interesting story, I admit. We're going to cover that.
Nice.
Also, we've got a Jamaica Zika PSA. I can't wait to hear that. You know that's going to be intense. And let's see. You know what? We're just going to open with the weapons of mass vaccination. Let's do that.
All right.
This story also on Natural News. And it reveals, of course, things that we know already to be true, that they've expanded the vaccine schedule to ridiculous proportions since, Superdon, you and I were kids, even though I was a kid a little bit before you. Not that much, a little bit.
And you'll always be a little bit older than me.
All right. Weapons of CDC is intensifying the vaccine schedule now by three. Its schedule includes 74 injections before the age of 17. Dagnabbit, man.
Only 74?
Only 74 injections. What the hell? Wow. You know, the only thing about me is that even though I didn't get that many vaccines, I got all of them that were prescribed, you know, at the age that we were, Gen Xers. Huh? I got hundreds of additional injections. I mean hundreds, because I got 10 years of allergy shots in me. So I was the pincushion for needles in my childhood through my teen years. But I don't know that they contain, every one of them contain mercury. I sure hope not. I shouldn't be alive if that were the case. But the CDC, of course, adding three new vaccines. What are they? It's one vaccine three times. I bet you can guess which one it is. Go ahead.
I'm not saying, gosh, there's so many. I mean,
the human scrapuloma virus. The human scrapuloma virus.
Oh, no, the HPV?
Yeah. They lowered the age to include vaccinating all 9-year-olds. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Now, we've covered on this show how many times about the complete lack of science to validate the cause of cervical cancer. In other words, they don't have evidence to show that it's actually the human papillomavirus, but that's the whole basis for injecting these things into kids. And we had, what was the guy named? Hong Sung Hong Lee. I apologize. I can't remember his name. The research scientist that he's also an MD, I believe.
Han Solo?
No, it wasn't Han Solo. Hang Sung Lee, something like that. I apologize because he's such a cool guy. I want to get him back on.
I don't remember.
And he's been for 50 years. You don't pay attention to the show. What do you care?
Super what nice. Show?
Man, since I played Barry
Where
Manilow,
what am I doing here?
This is the thanks I get for playing Barry Manilow yesterday.
I'm sorry, that's not an easy one to remember.
Hold on. All right, no, it's true, it isn't. But he has been a pathologist for 50 years. In fact, he worked with a guy who developed in the 20th century the Pap smear test, the Pap test, and he came out and said, you know, this HPV shot is completely sold on false pretenses. It's not a cancer vaccine. At best, it's a vaccine that may prevent certain manifestations of the human papillomavirus that are more concurrent to infection.
It was Dr. Sin Hang Lee.
Thank you, Sin Hang Lee. I knew you'd come through. That's why I mentioned Barry Manilow, and now you're going to get to work.
I had to make good since you did that.
I can't smile without... So, he comes on, he says, this is not a cancer vaccine. It's a bald-faced lie. And yet the CDC has added it to the list. And you know, that alone should discredit the rest of the schedule. Well, you know, well, we're doing it because we want to save lives. But what about the lives who are ended? Or what about the infertility that's created? What about the Guillain-Barré paralysis and even death attributed to Gardasil and Cervarix? Back in 2010, the number was up to 68, half of them being administered before children reach 18 months. I mean, what kind of insane, sick population do we have? Now, on both sides of this, one, the doctors who would inject this stuff, two, the parents who would allow their children to be subjected to it. And I sort of give the parents, obviously, a little bit more of a break here. Because they're not supposed to know the difference, right? They're not supposed to know what's medically necessary or appropriate, right? They've deferred to the doctors, the experts. But how many women have we talked to, particularly, and this is moms, who have said, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I had a sense, I had a feeling, something was telling me, don't do it. But the doctor said, don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine. Those people that are claiming there's any problems with vaccines, they're just, you know, they don't know. And, you know, if I could say this to anybody, now, this is not to reclaim, it's not even to pick on anybody. In fact, the parents who, you know, who we're talking about, we've talked to you so many times over the years, the thinking moms, they know, and they're trying to relate this the best way they can now for others so that they don't fall prey to the authoritative dictators or doctators that would inject this stuff. We've got children with autoimmune disorders. It's become almost normal. It's rare to have a kid that doesn't have ADHD of some kind. It's rare to have a kid without allergies. These are the things that, you know, these predictions keep climbing, or the actual statistics keep climbing. If this doesn't frighten you, I don't know what will frighten you from the needles of Big Pharma, not into them. But we've got such a domineering medical industrial complex that basically owns the politicians. The politicians who you think are there to help you will just defer to these dunderheads who are willing to inject your children to the tune of what? Did we say 74 now? Because the CDC says so? There's no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease. And if indeed vaccines prevent anything, they prevent the manifestation, if you will, or the expression of these diseases as we came to know them before vaccination. And if you think that's necessarily a good thing, think again, because it violates the way the immune system is designed by God to work, to respond to offenses, internal or external, and that includes the production of a fever and the development of antibodies naturally to develop some form of immunity long term, which does not last with these vaccines if it actually induces immunity at all. That's why we don't call them immunizations. And then there's a second article here. This is on CNN. Should all kids be screened for autism? And I'm a bit torn by this, because they use Temple Grandin in the video on CNN for this. And on one level, you'd say, well, sure, screen everybody, because, you know, some predictions are saying 1 in 2 kids will be autistic, you know, within 20 years or less. Why? Nobody's asking why on that side of it. Especially if it points to environmental toxins, industry, and especially, if it points to vaccinations. There's a reason more people are questioning these things. There's a reason that more families are saying, no, doctor, not my child, including my children, no. And this is where, although I'm a peaceful guy at heart, I wonder, because the violence that they're willing to visit on your children, does it require at a certain point your willingness to defend them with violence if you must? I'm just asking the question.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you who follow me on social media, yes, I ate my collards tonight, and they were yummy. And I got plenty more. I don't know how many plants that I did collards. Maybe eight? Maybe. Not that many. But, I mean, they keep delivering. We cut the bottom leaves, and then they keep growing more leaves. So I've been having months of collards here. It's just great. And I've got more to come. So check it out. Did you see the collards yet, Super Don? I know you saw the carrot.
I did, yes.
Some people were amused by the size of my carrots. But
yeah. Well, it. Yeah. So what are we talking
about? Yeah, what do I get to say about that? Nothing. I think I've said enough. Say no more, say no more. Anyway, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, we are still on GCN, our syndicator. Of course, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, as well at Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and of course now through SoundCloud. We have the new archives page up at robertscottbell.com to make it easier for you, which is awesome. Thank you, Super Don. And lots more to come. Now, the selection of the quality of the food that you eat, so very important. So very important. You know, we got enough dealing with, needles targeting our children when they're born and for the first 17 years of life. Then they're coming after adults, too, by the way. And by the way, all of that is due to the fact that vaccination manufacturers bear no liability should they harm, maim, injure, or kill you or your children. You can't sue them if they're on the recommended list by the CDC. Not a good setup, not a good scene. If they were so safe, why would they need that level of blanket liability protection? Ask your doc. Well, did they go out of business? Well, then we'd all be healthier. Now, how about eating, if you do animal protein, organic, meat and milk? A review of scientific studies now unveiled that organic meat and milk contains a higher percentage of omega-3 fatty acids, than factory farmed animals, resulting in a different nutritional content.
No, that's impossible.
Food. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, that's impossible. Science has been telling us for years that there is no difference.
Who is the science guy, right?
Those guys.
Yeah, those guys, them.
They have been saying for
I know.
A long time.
It's a shocker, isn't it? Scientific Review. I mean, this is a lot higher.
No difference.
A lot higher. And it's a lot of reviews. It's not just one. Oh, we looked at one study. In the review, organic and conventional milk analysis was done in all 196 papers. Nutrition experts have agreed that omega-3 fatty acids in food offer a number of health benefits. Well, there's your moment of doubt. But in fact, the United States Department of Agriculture has unveiled that people should eat more seafood, which is rich in omega-3 and mercury. Right? And don't eat too much of it. And here's the rub. Where is the Department of Agriculture in recommending organic meat and milk products over conventionally grown, factory farmed? I don't see them making any pronouncements that the American people should be considering more organic meat and milk products if they're not vegetarian. Isn't that interesting? Now, this study, a report from the Daily Mail News, Chris Seale, professor of food and human nutrition at Newcastle University, perhaps it's because it's in the United Kingdom, omega-3s are linked to reductions in cardiovascular disease, improved neurological development and function, and better immune function. Now, we can't have the people having healthier hearts and brains. They might not need drugs, and they might live longer and prove to us that Obamacare is not better. Organic meat and milk. I just, you know, I scratch my head as I do this. I'm scratching it right now going, really? Who didn't know this? Yeah, I mean, you feed animals, let's say cows, supposed to eat grass. Grass and the sun. Sun provides a lot of cool stuff. The grass contains omegas too. And then we'll compare them to the cows that are eating grains, which doesn't happen in the wild, really. And what do the grains contain? Omega-6s. A lot of pro-inflammatory oils. But
I sense your frustration.
You do, don't you?
But you know what? Listen, it's all about perspective. I want you to look at it this way.
Okay.
Yesterday we covered a story
where
we had cardiologists coming out in, you know, the mainstream news.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Talking about how fat. Yeah, eat more fat. You know, fat is good for you. You need to eat it, otherwise you're going to be sick.
Yeah.
And today we hear that organic food is better than conventional food. Robert, we're making progress.
Okay, I'm supposed to feel good about this. You know what?
You're getting vindicated every day. You're just getting used to it now.
All right. If you guys don't eat the organic food, that's okay. More for me. All right? So you skep ducks, you don't have to eat organically. More for me and my listeners. Back after this with a new cancer cure, potentially.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I watered up, got some molecular hydrogen in me, and sang Barry Manilow tunes to my kids on the break. All on the break.
Wow, that was a short song. Which Barry Manilow tune was it?
It was a Can't Smile Without You. It's still in my head since yesterday.
Oh, I see.
You got that. It become the earworm. And, you know, I got my teenager to laugh. He was like, Dad, stop it. Stop it, Dad. So okay. it was perfect.
You're serious. You really did. Huh?
No, I really did. Yeah, I really did. I was harassing the kids.
Wow,
no, I
was not. You singing Barry Manilow. That's quite an accomplishment, I have to say.
Well, yes, it is. But listen, I joke with you. I like Barry Manilow, but you know, we got our Neil Diamond versus Barry Manilow. I mean, when they do that, did they ever do the MTV? What was the thing where they did Celebrity Death Match? Right? Wasn't it a claymation kind of thing?
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah, but they never did Barry versus Neil. That could be interesting.
No, I don't think they did.
Put in a request if they ever bring it back.
Okay. You really want to see Celebrity Deathmatch between Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow?
I mean, it's got we got a theme going on. We might as well manifest it all the way out.
Wow.
Right. And now that Barry's in the hospital, of course, Neil has a little advantage.
Yeah.
It's all timing.
I hope he's still in the hospital.
I hope he's out. Somebody should send him some silver. He can nebulize it. I don't know. Is he dealing with lung issues? You'll have to get back to me on that.
We got a cool cancer story this segment, though.
We do. You're pushing me along. You don't want to talk about this anymore. Okay, yes. No, this is an exciting new cancer treatment story. It really is. Now, most of the new cancer treatments are old cancer treatments, and they were featured in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, which we have linked up every day in the show notes. You'll have a big picture of our good buddy TMB. Click on it. It'll take you there. But this one is headlined, Excitement at New Cancer Treatment. It's a therapy that they claim retrains the body's immune system to fight cancer, and it's provoked excitement. Why? Why has it provoked excitement? It says, well, after 90% of terminally ill patients reportedly went into remission. See, this to me, if you have 90% success into remission, you would think the American Cancer Society would be all over this for suppression, because they just don't like cures. It puts them out of business.
90%? Dude, that is
I mean, that's almost, you know, it's one of those things. Well, if we claim it for like, well, Carnivora has amazing success. But if you claim it, they'll say, oh, no, that's too good to be true. That's not real. You're making that up. But in this case, they're getting away with it, at least at this point. Now, is it true? I don't know. But they say they take the white blood cells from patients with leukemia. And the nice way of saying it is that they modify it in a lab, then put them back. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Now, and also, remember, the headlines say one thing, but then the experts in the body of the article say, this is only a baby step. Don't put your cart before the horse. But they say that basically they're genetically engineering your T cells. They're taking your own cells, and they're engineering those T cells to target the infected tissue, the cancerous cells. Now, as a strategy, as a therapy, to me, on one level, this is much more rational of a method, or at least a thought form, an attempt, than to carpet bomb the entire body with chemo or radiation. You follow me here? To take somebody, because this is somewhat individualized, because it's coming from your own body, then they're modifying your own cells to target the acute lymphoblastic leukemia cells. Right? Now, it does sound scary because they do it. It does involve some level of genetic engineering that they're not saying exactly what it is that they're doing, but somehow they're training these T cells to target the bad guys. Now, this is what your immune system should already be doing. And I will acknowledge, or they should acknowledge, and Super Don, I don't know if you thought about this, is that even if this is successful, which I wouldn't complain about, because, you know, if you're saving lives, as I've said before, if chemotherapy could do it, I'm not going to say, oh, I don't like chemotherapy, so just because it did, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, well, I'm going to acknowledge if there's success. I'm going to say, what are the costs? What are the risks? Let's have all of that out on the table.
Right.
And they say that there, you know, there are some risks here. There are, even though they claim this 90%, which they say is preliminary. They say the side effects could be more devastating than the side effects of chemo and radiation. I was like, wait a second. This is now suddenly the opposite side of the story comes clean here. They said that some patients suffered from a cytokine release syndrome so severe that they required intensive care, and a further two patients died. Now, seven of the patients, they said. Now, again, I want to weigh that against 90% who they now say are in remission. So I'm not throwing it out and saying it can't be a viable thing. But it's shocking within this body to say, well, if it doesn't work, it's even worse than chemo and radiation. That's what they're indicating to me. And the way they relate this, a cytokine release syndrome. And you've heard me refer to these things, but I call them cytokine storms. And this is, I don't know if it's Orwellian speak, political correctness, or just kind of neutralize the severity by saying it's a release syndrome. I mean, doesn't that sound so much nicer than a storm?
It's not as scary as storm. I mean,
cytokine storms, release syndrome.
Maybe we can stop using hurricane and tornado or something.
Yeah, right? it's a release. It's a water from the sky release syndrome.
Yeah,
no, it's a hurricane.
on its way to your coast near you. It's Release Katrina has arrived.
But they're saying that, that it is so devastating, these storms, that they're saying that maybe this would only be used for people who chemo and radiation had failed. So it's kind of, isn't it kind of strange? At the same time, they're saying 90% success, yet they're not willing to say, well, this should be the replacement. Maybe this should only be used for those who didn't. The other stuff didn't work. You pondering
just,
that?
I'm looking at this, and it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean,
it is.
90%, and these were terminally ill. Now, of course, we have to look at what is a terminally ill patient. If that patient is only has access to what it is that they say they can do. You know, there are other things out there perhaps that they could be doing or could have been doing that would not have, you know, put them in a position where they were, quote, terminally ill. But just in that context, I mean, wow, 90% of these cancer patients who basically had gone through everything and they were just told, you're going to die, and they try this particular thing and it works for 90%.
They go in remission,
I think this goes into the heart of what you were talking about when you went to the Right to Try conference.
Yeah, exactly right. This is something that should be made available. They should, with all the risks that are known, and you're facing death's door, and the FDA should not say, you have to wait until we go through phase 2-3 clinical trials. For those that are at that stage, to say, look, this is promising, I know it hasn't been proven out, but this should be a right of someone to try. Now, this doesn't mean that the government has to pay for it. I'm just saying a right to try. You know, you could raise money, whatever it is. But we are, I think, consistent in our message that whatever you believe is the best thing for you to do, we want you to have access to it, even if it isn't homeopathic. Now, the thing is, they're kind of borrowing from homeopathy a little bit with their immunotherapy ideas, because we can utilize nosodes, we can utilize sarcodes, which are basically cancer cells converted into homeopathy to help sensitize the immune system to direct action to it, and we can do that without the risk of these cytokine storms and death, right, as a side effect. So it's a little bit different, but at the same time, the concept is right, but the application could be deadly. But no research money is going that direction because there's no ability to patent the homeopathic concepts, if you will. But these, to genetically engineer, you're talking, you know, who knows, this could be a $100,000 one-off treatment when it gets approved, if it gets approved. Again, it's untenable for most people to afford. And even Obamacare wouldn't cover it. It would bankrupt everybody with all the people having cancer or leukemia. So what do we do? How about opening up all the freedom that we can to all healing and allow the competitive marketplace to determine what works best, what's cost effective, all of those things that right now the government wants to control every aspect of it in protection, like a mafia protection racket of the turf of the drug industry, of the cancer industry. All right? Now, with that, it's update time.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, Dr. Green
Thumb. I'd like to tell you just what I'm talking about. Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. Well, cannabis is known as a cure for cancer. At least it is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But this guy, Joshua Hughes in England, he was growing more than 40 plants, and he got busted. In his house, he had a grow house, watering, ventilation, lighting. He even bypassed the meter, the electricity meter, because he knew they would be on to him. But yet, he was spared from jail. He got busted, and he wasn't thrown in jail. This is a great story, Super.
Wow, lucky guy.
This would not have been me, because I'll say what you will, but look at my collards, right? Look at those carrots. I think I would have done better than this guy. The judge, prosecutor, and even his lawyer agree that Joshua used 40 cannabis plants were too puny to ever be worth harvesting. And so the judge said, you know what? I'm not going to throw you in jail. That what you did is so embarrassing, if you will.
Wow.
He basically called him out and said, listen, you can't grow. There's no way that this could have been used commercially. And the guy said, listen, I was growing it for me because I like to smoke this stuff and it's cost expensive. I don't want to get it from drug dealers. So the guy knew he was. They knew he wasn't going to be a dealer. But even if he was, he couldn't deal any of these plants. They were too puny.
That's very interesting. I mean, that's an issue. Yeah, wow. I mean, think about this. Let's say somebody tried to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in to rob the bank, and they forgot to put their pants on or something when they went to go rob the bank, and then the gun ended up not being loaded, you know, when they ran out the door.
Sorry for him. I mean, what's a horrible criminal?
You can't even rob a bank, right? I'm not even going to throw you in jail. They wouldn't have done that.
Now, listen, the laws against cannabis are ridiculous already. We know that. But as they are placed here, I think the judge in this case said the guy had neither the wit, expertise, or dedication to maintain the growth. It was
basically, he just wanted to make fun of the guy is what he wanted to do.
It was an inept attempt to cultivate for his own use, the judge said. Just felt sorry for him. You're not getting any jail for that. By the way, the Senate is considering passing something for PTSD, add PTSD into the use for post-traumatic stress disorder for medical marijuana. Is it crazy on the federal level? Stop looking to the feds to correct the things that they do wrong. Go to the states, go to the local municipalities, and make right what has been made wrong by the feds. All right, after this, we go to Kentucky for some permission from your spouse. For what? Stand by.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking this special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The Health Ranger Mike Adams coming up next hour. We're going to talk about the launch of a new scientific inquiry into the water quality of municipal cities, top 100 cities around the United States. And you can participate. You're going to find out how next hour with Mike Adams. Right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you do have to ask permission sometimes. Any married men out there? This is a anybody get their ears big? Goes, whoa, okay. What do I got to hear now? Right now, this is a prescription drug. It's not a commercial for a prescription drug, but it's a prescription drug story out of Kentucky. This was covered by NBC News. I don't know who else has covered this, but it's an interesting thing that the state legislator has introduced there. It's a bill that would require men to have two doctor's visits. Right? And, you know, you think about this. If you're going to get a prescription for a drug, is it unusual or is it unreasonable to say, you know what, you should see, I don't know if it's two different doctors or the same doctor twice, but we want to make sure you really need that drug.
Well, okay. It must be dangerous. I'm guessing this would be like some kind of a really heavy narcotic opioid type drug, painkiller, right?
Oh, well, it's definitely recreational. We'll get to that in a moment. But... Okay. And I don't think Kentucky's yet a medical marijuana state, even though they should be growing hemp like crazy in that state. That's the bluegrass state. But it says, listen, men, if you think you need this drug, we're going to make you see two different doctors or the same doctor twice for one. But that's not going to be enough because somebody more important than your doctor has to sign off on this. You also have to have a note from your wife. Have you ever heard of this? Yeah.
Well,
this is interesting.
It's a prescription?
Yeah, prescription drug.
You're required to go through two doctor visits, and you need a permission slip from your wife.
A note from your wife, which makes sense. You know, I'm sure that a lot of men will go, it's not worth it then. I'm not going to go get it. Because I want to ask you ladies out there who are married, how many of you want your husband to have more? Let's say big carrots. Okay.
I'm having visions of Bob Dole. Doing a commercial for this.
This is about the blue pill. It is. It's the bluegrass state. It's the blue pill state. Kentucky bill. Men need two doctor's visits and wife's permission to get Viagra.
Viagra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you know what? Listen. I have heard some stories before of really how this Viagra can sometimes really cause some problems in relationships, especially, particularly in older people.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to say it's in every case, but there's probably women that have been married for 50 years, and they're like, okay, honey, really? Haven't we done this enough already? And you're like, no, but the blue pill. No, honey. So in Kentucky, all you got to do, if you've been married 50 years and you're just tired of it, it's not happening for you. And listen, there could be genuine dysfunction, loss of libido, and I'm not saying that has to happen in every case. But women, if you just are done with it, move with your husband to Kentucky and don't sign the permission slip. He's done. Unless, of course, he goes elsewhere. That's another story. But what an interesting story. I just find that intriguing. I mean, it is funny and silly at the same time. It's like, okay, the doctors, no, not enough. Let's check with your wife. Is it okay if Ralph over
mind?
There?
Just checking, making sure Donnie sure can come out and play. Yeah.
But and the question is, how many husbands are getting that prescription unbeknownst to their wives? That could be another thing, that it isn't for use with their wife, and that's another thing where they want to curtail extramarital activities, perhaps.
Oh, I see. So yeah. It's kind of like a in a roundabout way, kind of an anti-adultery bill here.
Yeah. Listen, however you want to run your marriage, that's your business. And in fact, I want to end marriage licenses. I think it's ridiculous that you ask permission of the state to get married. That's why you've heard me rail on gay marriage. It's like, you doofuses, why do you want the state involved in a relationship? You know, with another, do you really want them involved? Do you see how much they screw up everything else?
Well, you aren't necessarily railing on gay marriage. You're railing on the need for or the desire for a license in order to.
Yes, correct. Yeah, stop it. You're adults, consenting adults, enter into a contractual arrangement or a covenant. Write it however you want. Come to an agreement. However you define it, that's up to you. And if it's a religious institution for you too, go to your preacher man. There you go. Keep it there. Keep it out of the government. Keep the government out of marriage. All right, folks, we've got a whole other hour coming up, including more updates on what? Zika. Stand by. We're going to get some reggae going. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.